that first we let the Saita drink the Mehamarim. First she drinks the water. And therefore the name was already erased. We have the name in the Mehamarim. V'yachakach makrives minchosa. And first afterwards, then she brings her mincha. So therefore, di mishur megila ha'imcha kolei. If the reason why we care so much about her that she should admit that she had zmus, she lived with that man, was only for the purpose of saving Hashem's name not to be erased, here it was erased already. If you tell me now the mincha comes after she drank the water, so when she drinks the water, the megillah was erased already. So it was done already, the erasing. How come we care so much to get her to admit that she did the chet? Halamai has called the Torah was chosa on she alone. Then the Mishnah goes to explain the chluk adinim of the mincha. Kol ha-menachas. Or a minu have a kasha. It says, say the menachas ketzad. What's the say that when usually you bring a mincha? Odo mevi mincha b'teich beisai. A person takes the flour from his own house, the mincha b'teich beisai. The kalsoi shokesev. He can bring it in a silver basket. The shelzov or a golden basket. The noisnul b'teich klisharis. And then when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, then first he puts it into a kli sharis. A kli sharis is a special type of a kli that has kedusha. It has kedusha saguf on it. It has special kedusha. And therefore whatever goes inside it also becomes kodesh. But when do we put it in the kli sharis? First when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. Or mekach of a kli sharis. And it gets a kedusha, this flower now in the kli sharis. Then v'noisen alei shamno levoinosa. Then we put the oil into a regular mincha, and we put this levoina, the special spices, on top of it. O malich haetzel koyin. Then we take it to the koyin. The koyin, in other words, putting the shemen and putting the levoina into the mincha could be done with a zar, even a yisrael. You don't need the koyin yet. First, after the shemen and levoina was poured into the mincha, now we give it to the koyin. Now it starts the avodah of the koyin. The koyin malicha eitzel mizbeach, and the koyin now has to carry this mincha near the mizbeach. Umagisha, and he draws it near. Umagisha, and makes it touch the mizbeach itself. The keren droimis marovis, on the southwest corner, that's where the mincha has to like touch the mizbeach. Kineged chudish a keren, mamish on the chud, on the point of the corner of the keren, that's where this mincha was brought. V'dayoy, and that's enough, you don't have to do more. The more we'll explain, what do you mean v'dayoy, it's enough? Like what more would have you thought that you have to do? But v'dayoy, that's enough. Now, after the koyin made the hagosha, after he brought it near to the mizbeach, now a mesalak es halavoyna. Litzad echad. He like pushes all the levoina, all the special spices to on the side. The kaimetz. Now the mint kayin goes to make the kamitza. That means he takes a handful of the flour and the oil that was mixed together. The kaimetz. A kaimetz really, the Gemara says, is really three fingers. He puts three fingers in, gets three fingers full, and then with his thumb he cleans it off on one side, and with his pinky he cleans it off on the other side. But a kaimetz really is three fingers full of this flour and oil. The kaimetz mimokam shenisrabo shamna. He takes the kamitza from the place that the oil is mixed in very well to the flour. In other words, it has to be a good mixture of the flour and the oil. The noisna the terklisharis. And now the kayin takes this kamitza, this handful, and throws it into a second klisharis. Umekacha beklisharis. And now it gets a special kedusha of a klisharis. It gets a kedusha saguf like now. Then, umalaket es levoinosa. Then he goes back to the original mincha and collects all the levoina, all the special spices that was on top. Venoisno agabov. And now he puts it on top of his kamitza. Notice he put the kamitza, the special three fingers worth, into a special klisharis. And now he gets all the levoina and puts it into his klisharis also. Oma lois lagabi mizbeach. He brings it up now to the mizbeach. Oma leyo, there he brings it up. Oma aktiroi b'klisharis. There is maktiri, burns it in the klisharis. That's where he burns the mincha. Olmolchai, and when he's burning it, he also has to put salt on it. Oma leyo maktiri b'klisharis olmolchai, he salts it first. Then v'nois nagabi ishim. Then he puts it on top of the fire. Agabi ishim means the wood that's burning on top of the mizbeach. This is the way they used to do a mincha. Now, korav hakoimitz, after the Kohen burnt the Kemitzah, after he was Korev, he made Haktorah on the Kemitzah, on these 3 fingers worth, now she reho necholin. Now the lachar is the rest of the flour that's left over, the Kohen's allowed to eat it, even though it has the Kedushas Aguf on it. But a Zichrei Kuna, the men of the Kohanim, are allowed to eat it inside the Azara. And Urishoyim HaKohanim Litan Letoichoi Yayin V'Shemen Udvash. When the Kohen goes to eat it, he's allowed to make it as nice as he wants. He could put oil in, he could put wine in, he could put honey in. V'Yein Oishrim Ela Milchametz. The only issue there is you're not allowed to let your Shirayim, the Mincha, become Chametz. There's an issue of Kol Sartiru, that you can't make any mincha chametz. It's not allowed to become chametz. So that's the only thing the Kohen has to be careful about. That the leftover, the mincha, the leftover flour, if he wants to bake it and make it into a matzah, he has to make sure it does not become chametz. So this is the state, this is the normal way you bring a mincha. So what's the question on our Mishnah? Ketoni Mio says over here, the kalsa shel kesef, or the kalsa shel zov. It says here, even a regular mincha, how does a person take the flour from his house to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash? He doesn't take it in the klisharis, but rather he takes in his own silver beches, kalsos, a plate, a silver plate, or a gold plate. But you see, you do not need the klisharis. So our Mishnah says, kol ha-menachis is tchilosa v'seifa b'klisharis. It's not true. The beginning of a mincha, when you first put it into your own plates, it's not a kli shor, it's a special kli that has kedusha. It's your own nice kelim you have, your silver or gold kelim, that you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. So why does Amishna say that tchila is also made in, used in a kli shor? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Eima, you know what Amishna means to say rather? The kelim haruyin li kli shor. It means the regular mincha, when you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring in a nice metal keli, in a metal plate. A metal is roy to become a klisharis. Not that it really has klisharis, a kedusha on it. No, you bring it up in your own silver or gold plates. But it has to be a metal plate that if you wanted to, you could make it into klisharis. Mashenken by a soita at the beginning is put into this basket made from the palm leaves that cannot even become a klisharis. So if so, nechlau, with me, we have a proof. Tikfif for mitzris loichaziyam. That a basket made from palm leaves is not fit to become a klisharis. So, Kaman, who does our Mishnah go like? Kaman, to like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, klisharis she'oson she'leitz. We have a klisharis that was made out of wood. Rabbi Poisel, Rabbi Takasetus Poisel. You can't use it you can't use it for a klisharis. But Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, isn't it that says no, it's kosher? So Chura, our Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, you can even make a wooden kli into a kli sharis. So if so, this basket that we're using in our Mishnah for the soita is made from wood. So how come our Mishnah says it can't be made from a kli sharis? So it's not like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, the Gemara answers no. The Gemara says, I feel Lutamer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to answer, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you, hey, Modiyam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, v'chashuvin. When did he say you could use a kli eitz? You could take a wooden a plate and make it into a kli sharis. If it's a nice wooden kli made out of oak, wait, so what else is he? What else? V'chashuv, a wood has to be made out of oak. No, what else? Good. Huh? Good wood. Mashenkein bepchusin miyama. But here, poshada palm leaves, that's not a chush of a wood. Here, a palm leaf, a basket, cannot be made into a klisharis. For the Mora, miyama, did he say it? Like, let's lay Rav Yosef Yehuda, doesn't Rav Yosef Yehuda agree to the passage that says, hakriveyu no lefecho secho? Like, something you bring into a Kodesh Baruch was a nice to bring it from the worst. Havada, what you bring to Hashem has to be from the best. You can't bring Hashem things that are bad. So therefore, even if you can make a kli sharis out of wood, it has to be good wood. Hashem can here to have a basket made from palm leaves that everybody agrees cannot be used for kli sharis. That's what our Mishnah means, that this basket that in Saita has to use is a less degree of a wood that cannot be used even for kli sharis. Cannot be used even for kli sharis. Then the Mishnah says, "V'noistol l'klisharis." No, no, not the Mishnah. It's less brighter. That says, "What's the seder? How do you bring a regular mincha? A regular mincha afterwards is that v'noistol l'klisharis. When you come into the Beis Hamikdash, you put your flour into a klisharis or mekatsha b'klisharis, and mashmi, you have to be mekadosh it. You have to have das to make it kodesh." So Gemara says, "Shamat minof." Here we have the proof that klisharis ain't mekatsha and elam das. That a klisharis only gives kedusha if you have das, you have to have it in mind. Like it's mashmir, you put it into the klisharis, umikacha, and you have to have das, you have to have in mind that you want this klisharis to be mekadoshit. Sumar says no, maybe there's no proof. Ema, I'll tell you our Mishnah means, noistna b'klisharis mekadosha b'klisharis. You just have to put it in there in order that the klisharis itself could be mekadosh de mincha. But maybe even if you don't have das, it would also become Kaddish. Could be you don't have to have das, you don't have to have in mind that you want this Kli to Mekaddish it. Automatically, whatever goes into a Kli Shoris automatically becomes Kaddish. Then it says, V'noisna le'shema shamna l'vanosa. Then you put the oil into the mincha, then you put the l'vayna. Shenem, the apostle says, V'yotzik ole'a shemin, v'nosa ole'a l'vayna. In the regular mincha, then you pour the oil into the flour after it's in the Kli Shoris. And then you put on top of it the levaina. Then umalich etzokayim. The pasuk says v'yaviya el bnei Aaron. Now first you have to bring it to the bnei Aaron. But up until now it was kosher even for a zar, even for a Yisrael could pour the oil into the mincha. Then when the kohen gets it, the kohen malich etzem mizbeach. The kohen has to take it there and bring it close to the mizbeach. The pasuk says in vayikra v'hegisha etzra mizbeach. That the Kohen has to be magashit, bring it close, draw it near to the Mizbeach. Where on the Mizbeach? Magishi draws it near the Keren Jeremis Marovis, on the west-south side. Kineged Chudoi, on the point, Shokeren, on the point of his corner there. Vidayu, that's enough. So now Minolan, how do we know this, that the Mokom Hagosha, where does the Kohen have to draw this Mincha, is to the west-south side. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "V'zois teres ha-mincha." This is the laws of the mincha. Hakrei voisa b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem. He has to bring it l'fnei Hashem, which we're talking about. It means avada to the mizbeach. But which part of the mizbeach? The mizbeach which is l'fnei Hashem in front of Hashem, which is the marav side. Like we're talking about now, the mizbeach hachitzoin, which is outside the heichal. So the heichal, the kodesh hakodashim l'fnei Hashem, that's marav. That's up marav. So therefore, the Fnei Hashem would be on the marav, the west side of the Mizbeach. But the pasuk also says, El Pnei HaMizbeach, to the face of the Mizbeach. The face, that's the Dorm, that's the south side. So the Tanya would learn like this, Lefnei Hashem, if the pasuk would have just said, Lefnei Hashem, Yochav HaMarav, I would have thought like to say, it means on the marav, on the west side. On the west side of the Mizbeach, that's called Lefnei Hashem. But Tamalayim, the pasuk still says no. El Pnei HaMizbeach. It has to be in the face of the Mizbeach. What does that mean? Iya Pnei HaMizbeach Yochel B'dorim. Maybe it's enough to have it on the south side. That's called the Pesach. And that's called the Pnei HaMizbeach. That's the face of the Mizbeach. That's Durim's side. So we have a stira, like where should we put it? On Maruf, on the west, or on the south? So our case said, what do we do? So we do like this. Magisha bekeren dremis marovis. We bring it to the corner, to the southwest corner. Keneged chudish akeren mamish to the corner, the point of that corner. Vedaya, that's enough. That's where we bring the mincha. That's in this way we're mekayim both parts of the pasuk. It's called Pnei HaMizbeach because it is on the Durim sign. And it's also called Lefnei Hashem because it's also in the corner of the marav on the west side. We have Eliezer Leimer. Yochel Yegishenu b'marav v'shokeren. Maybe it's enough to bring it to the west side of the corner. Or l'droy m'shokeren. Maybe it's enough to bring it to the south side of the corner. Or ma'ato, I'll tell you like this. Kol mokom sh'atamoytzi shnei mikrois. Whenever we find two psukim in the Torah, echod mekayim atzmoy mekayim divri chaveroi. If you read one posik, it comes out good, it's posik, and it also helps along for the next posik. But v'yechor, another posik, mekayim atzma, it itself comes out good, but umavato divrei chaveri, it takes away what the other posik means. So what do we do in such a way? is manichin esh mekayim atzmoi umavatoch averoi. Of course, you have to make peace, you have to make shalom here. So pshita will take away the posik that is only good itself, but makes something else no good. The taifsin, which one will we hold on to? Esh mekayim atzmoi mekayim chaveroi. The posik that comes out good according to some pshat, and the next posik. Now what's a good example right here? Kishatoim lefnei Hashem. When the posik says that the mincha, the kohen has to drag it, lefnei Hashem, b'marif. If you're going to bring it only to the marif side, b'talto pnei mizbeach. If you bring it to the marif, the west side of the mizbeach, that's not called anymore pnei mizbeach. That's not called the face of the mizbeach. The face of the mizbeach, how they go up on the mizbeach, that's on the darim side. That was the ponim, that where the kevis was, that's where they used to walk up. The mizbeach was on the darim side. So if you put it completely on the marav, on the west side, that's not at all the pnei, the entrance to the mizbeach. That's not called pnei mizbeach. So therefore you can't put it on marav side. Now, without the pnei mizbeach, bidarim, right? Because you're not going to be the kaim on the south side. But if you're going to put the mincha on the south side, on the darim side, then it's very good. It's also considered lefnei Hashem, because on the south side of the mizbeach, it's also in front of the oren. It's also by the entrance to the heichal, to the kodesh hakodashim. It's not directly there, but still against the entrance. And lefnei Hashem b'maariv. So therefore, that's the best way Reb Lezer holds. All you have to do is just put it on the darim side of the mizbeach. For Ketzer, how does it come out? Magisha ledroi moisho keren. Bring it to the south side of the corner. Yeah. Veheichon kiyamtiyu. And where do we keep it? Omer Rav Ashik sover haitano kuloi mizbeach betzofen koi. This Tana Reb Lezer holds that the whole mizbeach was all the way on the right side. Therefore, the whole thing was completely on the tzof, on the north side. Was completely on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, if we put it on the Durham side of the Mizbeach, it's mamish called Lefnei Hashem, because it's also near the entrance to the Heichal, and it's also called Pnei HaMizbeach, that's the entrance to the Mizbeach. So therefore, if you just put it on the south side, that's enough. So it's a machlokes, it has to be on the south side or the southwest corner. This really is a machlokes in Tzvachim, exactly where the Mizbeach was. Was the Mizbeach right smack in the middle? So then the left entrance is not Lefnei Hashem anymore. It's not Kenega the Pesach of the Heichel. Or the Mizbeach all the way on the right side, that on the left side of the Mizbeach is still open to the Pnei HaHeichel. So Reb Lezer holds that the Mizbeach was on the right side. Therefore, the left side of it is still in the middle of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash, which you could go look into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's also called Lefnei Hashem. Now the Gemara says, "My v'diyoy." What do you mean to say it's enough? Like, stop right there and that's enough. What more would I have thought you have to do? Rabashi Itzrich. No, I need this. Because I would have thought to say, Tiboyi Hagoshas Mincha Gufa. Maybe you have to drag the Mincha itself and touch the Mizbeach. Kamash Mala, no. That's not, you don't have to have the Mincha, the flower itself, touch the Mizbeach. It's enough if the Kli Sharis alone touches the Mizbeach. That's called Vidiyoy. It's enough if the Kli Sharis itself is touching the Mizbeach. For the Gemara, maybe no. V'yeim hachinami, why don't you say like this? Maybe you have to have the Mincha itself touch the Mizbeach. Or Makron, this apostle says, V'yakriva el hakoyin, V'higish el mizbeach. That the same way you bring it to the Kayin, that's the way the Kayin has to drag it to the Mizbeach. Mahakrova, just like when you give it to the Kayin, Mahakrova it's a Kayin, the Kli. You don't hand the flower over to the Kayin's hands. You give it to him in the Kli Sharis. You hand over the Kli Sharis to the Kayin. Is Af Hagosha, the same way when the Pasuk says that you have to take your Mincha and draw it near to the Mizbeach, it's the Mizbeach the Kli. It also means it's enough that the Kli itself should touch the Mizbeach. You don't have to empty out the flour and make the flour itself touch the Mizbeach. Then, v'noisnotei kli sharis, or mekatsha b'kli sharis. Then, I'm going to skip something. You push away the levoina to the side, v'aki heichad le tikmoitz v'hadi mincha. that when the Kohen goes to make the kmita, to take his handful, he should not take any levoina in that handful. Kiritanan, like we learned. Komat, if the Kohen takes his handful, viola biyodoi tsuror, if it comes out one pebble, or gargo, a small particle melech of salt, or a curved levoina, or one little particle of levoina comes up, posel is posel. Whereas the kmita has to be completely only from the flour and the oil. Nothing else, no salt and no levoina. So even though at the first they used to put the levoina on top of it, now we had to be very careful and move all the levoina to the side in order to get a good handful of just the flour and the oil. For the kmita, where does he make the kmita? Mimokim shenisra b'shamna, in the place where it's mixed up well, the oil and the flour. Minolan, how do we know this? The pasuk says, "Mi solto mishamna, mi girsho mishamna." That the kmita has to be taken from the flour and the oil. So it means both together, the place where it's mixed up the best, that's where he takes the kmita from. Then after the kohen takes the kmita, now a second time, the noislot klisharus and the kachem klisharus, he a second time now puts it into a klisharus again, and he makes a second kedusha. So Gemara asked Lomeli, what do we need this for? Ha-kitcha, ha-dizimna. We're ready before, when you first came to the Beis Hamikdash, you put your flour into the klisharus. It has kedusha ready. So why do we have to put it now after you mix the oil into it, to put it into a second klisharus? So Gemara says, mi did he have yadam? The same way when you make a shchita, by a korban, that the blood of the animal has two kedushas on it. Dam, the blood, afagav the kashisei. Sakin b'tzav ha-behemom, even though when you make the shchit of an animal, the sakin itself, the knife that the Kohen used, is a klisharis. It also has kedusha. So when you take this knife and shech the animal, the klisharis is touching the blood. It's mekadosh the blood once. And then what do we do? And then hoda mekadosh le b'klisharis. And then the Kohen that's holding the klisharis has to receive the blood. The blood falls straight from the neck of the animal into a klisharis. So you see, two times the blood gets its kedusha. His achinami leishana. The same thing by mincha also. Two times we need the kedusha. First you put it into the first klisharis, that's like the sakin, the knife. And then after you mix it in the shemen, and in the shemen, then you pour it in a second time into a klisharis. Now, after the Kohen made his kmita, now a malaka that's levoinoso, he has to now collect all the levoino off the mincha, v'nois nagaba, and he puts it now on top of the kmita. The chsiv, like the pasuk says, v'yes kol ha-levoino asher ala mincha, all the levoino that's on top of the mincha. Rashi says it means, gabi ha-ktorek siv, to mak the kmita levoino ki-adodi. We have to burn together this handful of the kmita that the Kohen took with the levoina, which is a very hard thing to do also. You had to get mamish every molecule, every drop of that levoina. You had to first put it on top, move it aside, and then take it off and put it onto the kmita. Then umaleya umaktiroi b'klisharis. Then they bring it up to the top of the mizbech and the klisharis. For the gemara b'klisharis makdalei.